Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled because with us today we have Geralyn Olin. Geri is a woman of many professions and abundant experiences in life. With everything she does, her main goal is to proactively help people and put smiles on their faces. She is the best-selling author of Grandma's Buttons, an inspirational Alzheimer's story. Geri, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Vicki, for having me.
I know you love helping people, and I know you're so dedicated to being in service and in so many different ways, but tell us a little bit about what made you decide to write the book.
Well, I had the opportunity of taking care of my late husband's grandmother, a woman that I loved dearly and had known for about 10 years. I thoroughly enjoy old people, which is good because I'm one of them now. I like the wisdom. So I spent a lot of time with her, and one time, because she was blind, she accidentally overdosed herself with her medication, and it caused her to be hospitalized, which sent her to a convalescent home. My husband and I went to visit her, and in that convalescent home, they had her tied up to the bed with diapers on, and she was crying, "Please untie my hands, I got to go potty." To me, something in my brain said, this is not going to happen. So my husband and I snuck into the hospital later that evening, and we broke her out and literally stole her out of the hospital at midnight. Then brought her home and ended up taking care of her. They had told us she had 2 months to live, and she lived 12 years. So being she was doing better once she came to our home, we devised a plan so that we could take care of her, and we had young children at the time, and so we wanted Grandma to be with us, and Alzheimer's can be rather scary, so we made it fun, and we spent the whole time just trying to make Grandma happy, the kids happy, our whole family happy, and it was a great experience for our family.
What a beautiful story, and I didn't know before that you actually broke her out.
Yes.
That is so fantastic. Oh, my gosh. Amazing. When people read the book, what are some of the lessons that you would like them to learn, some things that they'll take away with them?
My hope and dreams are that families can realize that they are able to take care of someone that's elderly and that that person can be an asset to the family. A lot of times when people get older, whether they have Alzheimer's or they just have dementia or if they're just aged and they need extra care, when we respect our elders and take care of them, we can learn a lot from them. They have a lot of wisdom. And, yes, they may not remember things the way they really were or the way they really are now, or they may not be the nicest that they've ever been because they're not feeling well and reacting to their getting older and forgetful. But if we show them the respect and listen to the things they say, we can really solve the problem for them. We can help them to be able to live with their dementia. They have the ability to still communicate. And sometimes the stories will be way outlandish. And Grandma, some of them hers were really outlandish and quite funny. But if we can look at the humor in the things that they say and instead of always trying to correct them and make sure that they know they're wrong, nobody really likes to be told there's something bad about them. And it's not necessarily bad that they have these memories. It's just what they know. Now, I have a really strong belief that if we can just find that place where we can accept the silly stories or the scary stories and let them be calm, help them calm down after the scary stories, then they can have that peace. That peace that they feel helps the disease not to get worse. Their frustration level doesn't need to be as high as it is. If you don't get frustrated, they don't get near as frustrated. They're always going to have bad days, and you're always going to have bad days. That comes with the territory. But we can learn from knowing that if we keep ourselves calm and allow them to be calm, then we can have a peaceful home.
That is so unbelievably beautiful. It's so wonderful to be able to look at that as a gift, which you really do depict in your book. It's a beautiful book once again, and that is so amazing. So for people that may be going through this and are having challenges, do you have any tips for how to be able to manage this? Because you managed this for so long and made it happen in your family where it was a real family affair to make it all happen. And it prolonged her life in such a beautiful way and such a gift to you all.
So you want to tip on
two caretakers about how they may be able to make life easier. Some of maybe a couple of the tips or secrets that you learned during that 12 years that you'd like to share.
Well, the most important tip is allow yourself to laugh at them and at yourself. And I don't mean laugh at them, but with them. Allow them to see the humor in some of the things they say or some of the things they do. I'll give you a little story. Grandma, one time, she was blind, and so we had to show her where to walk, and she was walking with her walker one day. She'd come back from the restroom, and she went to sit down, and I was in the kitchen, and I could see her getting ready to sit on the end of the couch, on the armrest instead of the couch, and I couldn't run to her fast enough. As I was on the run to catch her from falling, she sat on the arm of the couch, and she did a somersault onto the floor. And luckily, she was poetry in motion. So she went down slowly, and she was not hurt. So she and I sat on the floor and just laughed at the sight that we saw. And I often wonder if I wish I would have had a camera. Because she didn't get hurt, it would have been fun to watch how graceful she could fall. And she did that often. Whenever she fell, it was pretty graceful, which I'm grateful for. Because she rarely got very badly hurt when she fell. The biggest tip is patience. It's a good idea if you're feeling frustrated to walk out of the room for a minute and just take some deep breaths and then go back in again and calm yourself down. When we're calm, others around us are calm. That has been a part of my entire life. Even as a child, I could calm down my siblings when they were fighting. Because I didn't fight with them. I've never been a fighter. I've always been a peaceful person. And I think that that's probably one of the assets the Lord gave me is to be able to keep peaceful.
That is so beautiful. Again, really, just the book is a beautiful book. And I'd love for you to share if you have any great stories or information about how this might have changed your kids. Because they experienced this when they were younger. What kind of impact did it have on them?
Well, it's the biggest impact of all on my four kids. My oldest boy, when he was 16, the kids had helped with Grandma. When she came, it was in 1983, and so he would have been 10. And so for the previous 6 years, Grandma had been with us. He had seen me take care of her and change her all the time and do all the things I needed to do with her. And I had not really had a break. During that time, there was a women's conference down in Anaheim. It was about a 35-mile drive. We didn't have cell phones back then. And I wanted to go to this conference, and it was like a 5-hour conference. And I didn't know how I was going to do it. because they didn't have a grandma sitter. And Scott says, Mom, I'll take care of her. I'll take care of grandma. Well, at that point, grandma was in diapers. So before I left, I cleaned her all up. She was all ready for the day. She had already had her natural body functions taken care of. And about an hour after I left, he knew by the smell that she needed to be changed again. And my 16-year-old son changed his great-grandmother's diaper and made sure her skin was clean so that her skin wouldn't burn. I tell you, when I get home, once you read the book, you'll see the funny part of that story. There's a pretty funny part of it. But the thing that impressed me the most is this boy loved his grandmother enough to put himself in an uncomfortable position and do something for her that he never had to do again and never wanted to do again, but he was willing to give of himself. And that's the biggest thing all my children learned, is how to serve someone. They are all, as adults, very serving people. My youngest son has a child with special needs, and I know that he's the best father for this child that he could be. He and his wife are so wonderful with her. And I know that Aaron having had the opportunity to help take care of grandma was a big influence on him. All four of my kids are the same.
Again, what a beautiful gift for them that they're carrying through in their life. You must be so incredibly proud of them.
Oh, yes, I am. One of my sons is an x-ray tech, and he x-rays all the COVID patients at the senior center. He loves his job. He loves being able to comfort people. He loves being able to help take care of them, and he keeps himself safe, and I'm grateful for that. And my daughter, I could go on and on about all the wonderful things that she has done in her life that I know had a direct effect from her grandmother.
That's just really so amazing. Amazing. So I know that the book, Grandma's Buttons, can be found on Amazon, and it's an international bestseller. So once again, congratulations on that, Jerry. If people would like to connect with you and learn more about all that you do and connect into your wisdom, especially about this really important area of service, where can they reach you?
They can send an email to grandmasbuttons@gmail.com, and I'll answer any email. If you have a question, I'm more than happy to help families that are facing challenges and they don't know where to turn. I have lots of resources. I spent a lot of time finding resources for grandma, and that's kind of the hardest part, is knowing what is out there. There are resources to help caregivers. Caregivers don't have to do it alone, especially these days. There are so many good resources. In my book, I refer to many of the resources that I found and some that are out there since my time. So it's grandmasbuttons@gmail.com, and it's spelled G-R-A-M-A-S, buttons@gmail.com.
Jerry, thank you so much. It's always delightful to spend time with you. And for those of you out there who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com, mybook, mybiz.com, and everyone have a wonderful week.